Well, it's 4:09 South African time. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Saturday morning. And yes, today is the first of Jumad al-Ula, 1444. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And we welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafizahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Saturday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the first of Jumad al-Ula, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wala, we focus on chapter 23, Surah Mu'minun, verses 117 and 118. And with that, insha'Allah al-Aziz, we will complete and conclude this chapter. Almighty Allah Jalla wala created this entire universe in 6 days, from Saturday to Thursday. And on the Friday, Almighty Allah created Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Adam, peace be upon him. And Allah made us, the human being, the masterpiece of his creation, so that we worship him alone. But when we look at the world today, we see 8 billion people, but 7 billion people are worshipping somebody, something else. So see what Almighty Allah states, chapter 23 and verse number 117. وَمَنْ يَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرَ. And whosoever invokes, whosoever calls, whosoever worships, مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرَ, with Almighty Allah any other deity, whether it be Jesus, peace be upon him, whether it be idols, whether it be anybody else, our, you know, people worship trees, people worship snakes and so many other things in today's modern world. So whosoever worships and invokes with Almighty Allah ilahan akhara la burhana lahu, that he has absolutely no proof, no evidence for that, for him to do that and justify that. From time immemorial, the time Almighty Allah created Adam alayhi salam, peace be upon him, Adam and Eve, Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha, we find that always Almighty Allah said, worship one Allah alone. He has no partner, he has no associates, no parents, no children. But this modern human being, remember, he thinks he knows better than his creator. So Almighty Allah has refuted, rejected and debunked whatever theory and ideology they have. La burhana lahu bihi. They have absolutely no proof at all that they can substantiate and corroborate that with Almighty Allah there is any deity. La burhana lahu, he the worshipper, he has no proof for that, be he for this stance of his, for innama hisabuhu inda rabbi. So surely the reckoning of that person, the mushrik, the idol worshipper, the polytheist, his reckoning and accountability will be there by Almighty Allah. So you know, even if a person is in some remote jungle, some remote island, and no Muslim reached him, no literature of Islam reached him. The minimum requirement for him or her is they have to believe in Tawheed, in the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah, and that will be sufficient for his or her salvation, because nothing, nobody reached them and so forth. Obviously, that is the exception to the rule, but I just want to show you for Tawheed, to believe in the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah, to believe in monotheism. Remember that your own brains, your intelligence, your own intellect can guide you towards that. Therefore, Almighty Allah has passed the law and the verdict for all times, all places, all circumstances, that once a person is sane and mature, minors, their name can be Tom, Dick and Harry or Tom, Dick and Mary, they all go to Jannah and Paradise with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. But people who are sane and mature, and then they ascribed, associated somebody, something to Almighty Allah, or they rejected the articles of faith, they rejected the angels, they rejected prophets, or one prophet, or all the prophets, or they rejected the scriptures, or they rejected the day of justice. Innahu la yuflihul kafirun. The non-Muslims would not be successful. Everlasting doom and gloom. So you have only yourself to blame. Now you can't say you don't know the true message. You have to remove the jaundiced eye. We have to look at things fairly and squarely, without any prejudice and biasness. End of the day, we all are sinners. Muslims are also sinners. Non-Muslims are also sinners. But then we have to make the right choice. So what is the right choice? We have to be true Muslims and mu'min, have true iman, faith, and become true Muslims, and keep on begging, petitioning Almighty Allah, waqul, and say, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa of Habibana sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you are say kul, it's fine. You join the words waqul, and with the ra, with the red, it's fine. Rabbi ghafir, O my beloved Allah, forgive. Forgive, for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will mean ta'aliman lil ummah. He, the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is ma'asum, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah in the entire universe. So he, the master alayhi salatu salam, is setting the precedent for humanity and posterity. Always ask Allah for forgiveness for me and you, for our vices and our sins, minor sins, major sins. Rabbi ghafir, O Almighty Allah, forgive. Second meaning, O Almighty Allah, make satari, cover and conceal our vices here in this world and in the year after. Waraham, and O Almighty Allah, envelope us in your mercy. Why? Wa anta khairul rahimin. Why it's you, Ya Allah, you are the best one to show mercy. Chapter 7, verse 151. Wa anta arhamul rahimin. You are the most merciful one to show mercy. Just look at the attributes. Analyze the attributes of Allah. Allah loves it when we proclaim His Mubarak, His Muqaddas, and His blessed, honorable name. So that is what we do. We thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and praise Almighty Allah alone, that another surah and chapter has reached its conclusion. Amen. And may Almighty Allah accept it from us. Bless our beloved parents, our teachers, and the entire Ummah and Muslimah, all the Muslims and humanity throughout the world. Let's take you to the world news, international news, and our local national news. Number one, people always want to give a bad story from Afghanistan. Let me give you a wonderful story from Afghanistan. When Biden and the American administration received a good whooping thrashing and defeated, they were defeated and humiliated, so they ran from Afghanistan. And that was 48 countries coalition, right? You all know about it, you saw it. So what they did before they left, they damaged the helicopters, they damaged the planes, they damaged the vehicles. So the Taliban have already repaired 70 planes and helicopters. and the flying. Imagine that. That is a wonderful booty and a wonderful spoils of war for the Afghan. And remember, they on their way to progressing so much now. You will see in 1-5 years time, because of the lithium there in Afghanistan, they have the greatest reserves. All these countries will come begging to them as they go to the Arab countries for oil and so forth. See, the West Bank is on the verge of explosion. Remember the Israeli, listen to my words carefully, the Israeli apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. Now they just prove again what Nazis and terrorists they are. You see, Bibi Netanyahu, Benjamin, his aim, just make me prime minister and keep me out of jail. Everything else is secondary. So they have done that. He's cut a deal with the ultra right wing, those people who say just shoot the Palestinians, and you just say he's a perceived danger. So now you got these two terrorists, these two racists, remember Itamar Ben Gvir, and you got Smotrich or whatever, Hichirich brother or so forth. So you must remember this is a disaster for Israel themselves. The elite and the very rich, according to Haaretz, Israeli Jutlas already leaving Israel. They know now it's time up for Israel. Go read the Haaretz, they will tell you all the stories. So remember, now I want to just draw a parallel. Imagine if Iran or some Arab country had to appoint some ministers and said, first thing we must do, we must expel all the Jutlas, all the Jews and so forth, or shoot them on sight if perceived danger. What will the United Nations do? What will Biden do? What will Rich do, Rishi Sunak? These are all the people who said that Israel is not an apartheid regime. You must be a blind person or an idiot not to see that. Let us be honest about this. Israel is 100% apartheid, worse than the apartheid we experience in South Africa. So we know about it, and I know about occupied Palestine. I've been there 5 times. So you must be very clear. We say, and quote my fatwa verdict in any part of the world, we tell the Palestinians, anywhere you catch the settler, remember there in occupied Palestine, one settler, one bullet will settle many, many issues. We need to be very, very clear on that issue. Iran are haramis also. The Shias, the Kuffar, the non-Muslim. See what they did again. They're in Zahidan, they're in Sistan. These are our Sunni places, Baluchistan area. So remember again, they were shooting, killing, murdering of the Sunnis. The Muslims, the Shia are killing them. So Sheikh Maulana Abdul Hamid, the most senior, remember Sheikh and Imam and Maulana, he even in his Jummah khutbah, in his Jummah sermon, Friday sermon, he raised this topic yesterday, and he told them that we are one, the Kurds, the Kurds, and we Sunnis are one, and you Shias, we got nothing to do with you, and you must have nothing to do with us, but they also have, because Shias and Jutlas are the same. The founder of Shiaism, remember, is who? Abdullah bin Sabah, who's a Jutla, a Jew, and this is mentioned in their own book, the Shias book, Rijalul Kashi. So we need to speak what we know and not some fairy tales and so forth. China, big problems there in Sheng province. So there are 10 people dead, and they have again so many lockdowns, the millions of people under lockdown. People are fighting back, they are fed up, and they want to now say enough is enough. So that is China, very, very bad. Spain, Madrid, people are marching in Madrid in Spain. Why? Gender violence has increased, the law is soft on the rapers, and now instead of punishing them more, they're treating them with kid gloves. So this is what happens in the Western countries. They will have big, big conferences, but the lot and the status of the woman goes from bad to worse. See, I show you, I take you to Sydney, all these places we've been to, you know, Spain and Australia and that. So in Australia, what they did, you must remember that they got 2,500 people, men and women, they removed their clothes totally, head to toe, nothing, kal, we say in Afrikaans, naked, right, in English. And they went into the ocean, remember, there in Sydney, and they said, we're going to fight skin cancer. You see, this is the animalistic instinct, you must remember. They all get naked without clothes and they jump in the ocean and they say it was good fun. You see, this is what Quran says. Ulaika kal an'am bal hum adall. They're like animals, nay, they're even worse than animals. What example are you giving to your children, your grandchildren? What example are you giving? This is the modern westernism, decadency, system. Remember that when my sister wants to wear niqab or hijab, or my wife or daughter or whoever, then you want to charge her. You want to say you got no right to wear niqab. You are a security risk and you are a danger to humanity. I'm asking, all this happening that people are naked and so forth, men, women, and say they're fighting skin cancer. You call them Ouladu Shaitan. These are the children of Lucifer and Satan. So forth. So we must be clear on this issue. So inshallah, we all are aware that today is the first of Jumad al-Ula. Let us all read Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. Ya Allah, make this month a month of khair and goodness for us, our families, the ummah. Wa Rushdin and righteousness. The hadith in Abu Dawood, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. If you want our Islamic calendar for this month with the events that took place, significant events, just send me a message. No long, long stories. Just say calendar 071-888-1184. 071-888-1184. Send me a WhatsApp message. Our Honorable Ustad and teacher and Sheikh Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib Majlis will be tomorrow in Marlborough. We should be starting around 6, around quarter to 6 or so. And here in Malawi, the Vice President is in big trouble. So remember, they caught him on corruption charges, and now I think they already arrested him and so forth. So when they going to do this in South Africa? That's the question we have to ask. All the guys whose hands were right in the box, you know, in the red box, and caught red-handed, and they said, where's Pala Pala? Understand? Under the matras. And what about all some of the ministers implicated? What about the politicians implicated? South Africa, you can have conference after conference, you can call all the religious leaders, you waste your time till you don't sort out all the politicians who are corrupt to the core. They must be named, shamed, and all the money they stole, they must repay and then be sent to prison. That is what we demand from South Africa and the politicians. Otherwise, you're wasting our time and the 60 million people, 50 million people. We got so many people here illegal, so we're not even sure what is our statistics here. But nevertheless, that is the sad truth of South Africa. May Almighty Allah have mercy on us. Today, inshallah, between 2 and 3, my brother Uwais will be on air with the youth program, and 6 to 8, brother Suleiman Esop with the Naat Kirat, inshallah, Aziz.
So there's a brother by the name of Asad. He says, dear Mufti Sahib, yesterday in the World Cup, while Iran was versing Wales, one of the supporters had, "We love Israel and we are with Israel. Now I know why you say this World Cup is totally haram. After I seen that yesterday, it put me total off for this World Cup." Ustad,
remember, show me, my brother Asad, what is halal in the World Cup. You got striptease going on there. You got, remember, fornication, adultery going on there. You got alcohol being consumed at the highest level, the biggest shops you will find there of alcohol. And I told you now, I don't know, I got Quran in my hand, I don't know what questions Mona Arafat will ask. I just told you just now, Iran and Israel, yea, in South Africa, there's one organization, they like to write, you know, against Saudi Arabia, against the Arabs, and against Zionists, but not one day they write against Iran. I'm going to name them and shame them very soon. So I send them a message, why you don't write about Iran? I see till now they haven't replied. So they all on the take, you must remember that. I just told you now, Shias, Shia Azam came from the Jews, and this happened during the time of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu an, Abdullah bin Sabah came from Yemen to Madinah Munawwara to cause instability, and the founder of Shia Azam is a Jutla, a Jew. There must be a Jew somewhere hiding, remember that. And this is, I always will give you references from their books. Go see Rijalul Kashi, and there they admit to this fact that the founder of Shia Azam is Abdullah bin Sabah.
I see Matthew, he's with you this morning. He says, now talk, AK, is Putin only sending empty threats to Finland and Sweden? Ustad.
You must remember why he must send empty threats. He sorted you out already, Matthew, in Ukraine. Ukraine thought that he warned them for over a year. If you know the real politics, you must go. You, Matthew, because you read only what the Western media tells you. There's a South African lady. Yes, you put there, South African lady, and I must get the full name. You know, I read so many things. So her name is Kala, K-A-R-L-A. And she's based now in America. And just go listen to what she says and what interview she gives and everything. So just put South African journalist based in America, K-A-R-L-A. And remember, she's based in America. Put Ukraine-Russia conflict and see what she has to say. She finished them all up. Not one of them could answer exactly what I'm telling you. So you must remember, this was a setup. They wanted to use Ukraine as a launching pad to attack Russia, but before they could do that, Russia finished them up and finished Europe up, and the next 4 months they'll be roasted and toasted, not with the heat, but with the cold and the snow. They'll be freezing to death, some of them. Your France, your Britain, UK, your Germany, all suffering already. They're all going to have blackouts. America also will have blackouts in certain areas. So what is Sweden and Finland and all this? Very small countries, they jelly tots, you understand, lightweights. He took on the heavyweights. So these are all jelly tots and lightweights, what you're talking, Matthew. Go see the Bible, what the Bible says, Matthew. Matthew never met Jesus. You know that, Matthew? Yeah, better know all these things.
I like that one, Ustad. Somebody says here, good morning to you, sir. I want to build a mosque for our community. I am a Hindu and believe in freedom of religion. Who do I contact and what are the procedures from Umslanga, Ustad?
Very good. You want to build a mosque? So we will tell you that build a mosque right in the remote area of South Africa, or go to Southern Africa. If you go to Malawi, if you go to Guinea-Bissau, if you go to Burkina Faso and the African countries, some of them very poor, you can build it. The Kaaba Musharrafa, where we face when we pray Salat and Sareed. So remember, was built also by non-Muslims, but halal money was used. So remember, from the fatwa verdict point of view, if non-Muslims build it, no strings attached, and you use halal money, not gambling money, not money from your, you understand, booze and alcohol and so forth, so then, my brother, we got no objection on it. So you say you are in Umslanga, you contact Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal, you know them, they are there in Alpine Road, and remember that opposite Al Falah School. Go meet Maulana Abdullah Khan, go meet Maulana Ahmed Muhammadi, anyone there, and they will tell you. So if you're really sincere, then we don't need mosque in the cosmopolitan areas. We need, you must remember, in the poor, poor areas, the African townships, the colored townships, and so Kwamashu is not far from you. I had a program there, my student is there, Sheikh Musa Piri. So you want to put up a mosque. No strings attached. You can't become the trustee. You can't become anything. Mm. Remember that. You got no say over it at all. It is something that you built and you donated it and so forth. And so then only can we accept it. Although it's not something desirable, but if you want to do so, remember, from fatwa verdict point of view, it will be considered permissible.
Subhanallah. I see I've got brother Travis. He says that Richie Rich is very, very under pressure. Why, Ustad?
Richie Rich is not the prime minister elected by the people. He was appointed by his party because, you know, trust. They lost trust in her. She had that minister of finance. He reminded me of Van Ruyen, you know, in time of Zuma. He was minister of finance for 3-4 days and then they fired him. Real characters. In 1 week, we had 3 ministers, finance ministers, in South Africa. You know, South Africa is a real banana republic. You must remember, failed state. So there, UK, same way it's going. Remember, by next Diwali, he'll be out. They set him up for failure. Russia don't want to see him. Putin told him, go fly a kite. China don't want to see him. And you must remember that if they have free and fair elections this December, January, February next year, he knows the Labour Party will win by a landslide victory. So they just playing for time and hoping for the best. He's set up for failure, you must remember. So with all the millions he has, with all the billions, you must remember, his wife has, for us Muslims, he's a disaster because of his close ties with Modi and the Indian regime who are promoting apartheid in India and other parts of the world. How does Azan story came about in South Africa? Go see in Mauritius, there the Modi regime is building military there. So for what you need all these things? Yeah, because remember that the Arab leaders are polishing the shoes of Modi. Majority of them are cutting deals. They're not interested in how many Muslims they kill, how many mosques they demolish. See MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan. How many mosques he demolished there in Jeddah. Allah Jalla Wala in 1 day, not even a day, few hours, sent floods and demolished all these plans. So that is Allah Jalla Allah. I be honest, I speak openly. This morning in the early part, we cry, we beg, we petition Allah. Ya Allah, give humanity guidance. Ya Allah, the Jutlas, you guide them. The Hindus, you guide them. But if there's no guidance for them, whether it is Ben-Gvir, whether it's BB, whether it's Smotrich, whether it's Modi, then you wipe them off the first safe surface of this earth. That is openly, we say this, remember this, that we will first pray for you, but when you pray P-R-E-Y on humanity and Muslims, then remember we will pray against you, and believe you me, somebody's prayer Allah will accept at some time.
Haq. I see Sister Renel says, did Russians like the Soviet Union, aka Ustad?
So my sister, don't you know Russia was the main part of the Soviet Union? Soviet Union is just to give you analogy. You've been to America, Sister Renel, so they have 50 states, so they call themselves United States of America. And if you know Soviet Union, they had all their states, majority of them Muslim states, and therefore 1990-1991, when they got their independence, your Uzbekistan, your Kazakhstan, your Turkmenistan and all this, so all Muslim countries, but they were oppressed for 70 years, 60 years under communism. But mashallah, with Allah's grace and mercy, they still kept the flame of Islam flying and so forth. You see, Vladimir Putin, you must understand his stance. His stance is this: you destroyed, remember, the Afghan Mujahideen and America to a slight less extent. So me, I'm going to destroy America. That's his ultimate goal and so forth. And we say 100%. I'm clear. 1,000 times I said this on air, and you can quote me anywhere. Anybody fights America, anybody takes on Israel, anybody takes on NATO and so forth, remember we will support, and Europe, the Germany, France and Britain and all of them, we will support them, Kain and Mankan, whoever it is. Whether you're communist, whether you're atheist, whether you Shia, whether you what, we will support you on that issue there. Why? Because the harm these people have caused, the Muslims and Islam in different parts of the world. Just look at Palestine, occupied Palestine. You must be blind not to see the injustice. Therefore, we say people who attack them, we will support them.
I've got a sister, she says that, hi there, it's a very, very interesting program. I'm a Jew. I wouldn't want to live in Israel as well. I wish you guys and Israel could come to terms. I'm a Jewish sister, Ustad.
My sister, you're a Jewess, right? Thank you very much for waking up early and listening to us every day. We're on air Monday to Saturday, 4 to 6. My program starts at 4:10 to 4:45. So that is the half an hour, 35 minutes plus minus, my sister. So, and Sundays, we don't have program in the morning, but we have the Q&A in the afternoon, 2 to 4. Okay, so you tune in there on Radio Al-Ansar, and you listen to us, my sister, okay? So that, and Monday nights, 8 to 10. So that's just the timing, so you know whenever you can tune on, and you, all you non-Muslims, you Jewish faith, Hindu faith, Christian faith, atheists, whatever, you pose your question uncensored, don't apologize, and don't think we feel offended. This is your platform. I want you to interact with us. You see, my sister, if I ask you three questions, I assume you are a South African. You're 30, 35, 40 years old. So you know maybe what apartheid is. I give you my example. We had our shop. We had our house. We were in the African location. And we were all leading a peaceful life. And I was a very young boy. Then the white policeman came with big, big guns. He said, "Hey, coolie, that you must go to the coolie dorp. Oh, Indian, you must go there to your Indian township." So we give you 3 months, 6 months, whatever, then there's houses for y'all, there'll be shops for y'all, you can rent it, or you can purchase your own, buy your own land, and you build your own house, or build your own shop, and whatever. So they kicked us out without consultation. So how we felt, I could see the sadness in my parents' eyes. I don't forget these things, you know. So you, my sister, I want to ask you, you know, from Gaza to Jerusalem is 1 hour drive, right? 1 hour, 1.5 hour. For the Palestinian to go to Jerusalem, he has to pass 20, 30 checkpoints. When I see my father, my mother humiliated by small, small, you know, jelly tots at 15, 18 years old, 20 years old, youngsters, 18, 20 years old, and they treat my father, my mother, and I'm looking at this. So what do you think it will happen? You come and steal my land there in West Bank. You steal my mosque. You demolish it. They have it on. You don't allow Palestinians to pray. This is Itamar Ben Gvir, biggest terrorist one can find and racist. And he is saluting, you understand, Baruch Goldstein, who murdered my brothers in the mosque on the 16th of Ramadan, 1994. And he murdered 29 of them. And he says, that is my party. I'm asking you, what peace are you talking about? Do we have peace? You steal our house, you occupy everything, and then you tell me that let's negotiate the outbuilding, and then we will see. So what must I do? If I am there, me, I'll shoot to kill. It's either I go or they go. I'm asking you. That is the natural response. Remember that. So we are the most peaceful people, my sister. But the Jutlas, the Jews, are the cursed people on this earth. See, in South Africa, 8 of them in jail. You must remember that. I hope they don't escape and cut a deal with our government. You know how crooked our government is. You understand? A lot of deals can be done, and extradition and all that. Anywhere in the world you go, the Jutlas are a cursed nation, remember that. I interacted with them in many platforms and many places in the world. Everywhere they are cursed, you must remember that. You know the Afrikaner, that they would say a goeie Jood is a dood Jood. So a good Jew is a dead Jew. So you can ask any Afrikaner. So that is, my sister, you must put pressure on your embassy here in Pretoria and tell them that I'm a Jutli, I'm a Jew, Jewess, and I'm ashamed of the policies of Israel. Allah. That is the positive contribution you can make, my sister.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. I see the sister says a lot of Jews heard of this program, and it's the talk of the town, and all of them are turning in to listen to you, what you are saying. AK, I must tell you this. Some like you and some hate you, but I like you, AK, because you're a man of God. The Jewish sister will start.
See, my sister, I let me call you.
She doesn't want to give your name.
Yeah, fine. You don't have to give your name. I told you it's your platform. I call you Pamela, Susie, Anna, whatever your name, right? I call you Golda Meir, right? You know why? You're prime minister, right? You gold, right? It's not matter of liking me or hating me. It's not that, my sister. It's we must like the truth. We must stand for justice. So I am telling you, We don't hate every Jew. We don't hate every Hindu. We don't speak against everyone. When we speak against majority of them. Who can deny this today? That majority of the Jews, remember, are oppressing the Muslims there in Palestine. You will get people like Gideon Levy. You will get like Amira Hess. You will get few people who will speak the truth. And we indebted to them 100%. Like yesterday I said, we acknowledge the contribution of our brother Riwaj regarding the Adhan issue. Yesterday, we acknowledged that. But remember this, to say that the policies of Israel is correct or the foreign policy of America is correct, that is what we object on. I've been to America twice, I've been to Israel. I don't say Israel, we say occupied Palestine 5 times. So little but we know and we saw the injustices. Our apartheid here is a picnic compared to what's happening there. So thank you, sister. You keep the dial on and remember tomorrow we'll be on air 2 to 4 in the afternoon Sunday so you can pose your questions and then every day, Monday to Saturday, early morning, inshallah. Last question.
Before I pose the last question, she says that the reason I don't want to mention my name because you know why, EK, they will come for me.
No problem. You can remain anonymous. I told you, you're non-Muslims. It's your platform. You don't have to give your name. Whatever is in your mind, uncensored, Maulana will read it. And you can swear me. It doesn't matter. I'm here to promote Islam, to promote the truth, and promote justice. Ameen. I'm not here to defend Muslims. Get this clear.
Yes.
We're not here to defend Muslims. Muslim, you get all characters, different types you'll get. Good, bad, happy, sad guys. Last one.
Somebody says, AK, I work 3 jobs and barely cover my expenses. How is it that you guys, the Azan caller, earn so little, yet they're very content? Tell us the secret. My name is Bandu Ustad.
Bandu, you're going with the Chinese philosophy. The Chinese philosophy is they rent out one bed for 2, 3 different guys. 8 hours. And they say work more and more and more, but they can't find peace. Again, they say covered 6 million under this thing now, lockdown, and so forth. That won't bring peace. Now you, Bandu, become the Banda of Allah. Become the slave of Allah. Banda means to become the slave servant. Read what means now, and you're going to read every day, and you tell me after next year, new year, what happened to you. You read every day, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, and say, Allah, I worship you alone. No partners, no children, no parents, no nothing. You see, then you will see a change in your life. You got it? Ya Wahhabu. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaikum.